Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Good morning. It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan behind the glass. You guys probably saw a lot of video from Arthur Blank yesterday. Confirmed his commitment to the expansion National Women's Soccer League team. They're going to start play in 2028 at Mercedes-Benz. And in addition to the $165 million expansion fee, he's going to spend another $165 million to build a training ground and headquarters.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
I don't want to go down this path, but the people who tell me he's only worried about money, I'm not saying he's a good owner or whatever you want to say about the Falcons, it is what it is, but the people who say he's only worried about money, I'm like, you have no idea what you're talking about. I mean, none. It just blows my mind. It really does. So not going to even go down that path right now. But good for him. I'm happy that he's excited. I did see the video of him kind of doing the arm dance.
He was dancing. Yeah. Well, and I know we were talking earlier this week, like, would they play at Mercedes-Benz or not?
Yeah.
So, question answered. They will.
They will play at Mercedes-Benz. That's going to be a unique experience. And hopefully both those franchises, United included, because I know Tata's back, hopefully both of them can have successful runs here in the next, you know, few years.
It only makes sense that, it only makes sense it would play there. I mean, you built one of the nicest stadiums in the world.
Mm-hmm. I just hate it. It's like, and you have this conversation, we have this conversation about NASCAR all the time. There's like some of these venues are built for 180,000, and when only 80,000 show up, you're like, oh, nobody's there. You're like, no, there's 80,000 people there. It just is not, it looks a little bit empty. You know what I mean? United's been going through the same thing.
I would hope, look, let's be realistic for a second. Just put your feelings to the side. If you have them, not y'all, but maybe in the car, the fact that the NWSL is going to sell out the Benz week in and week out to the max, right?
Yeah,
it's not overly realistic.
Yeah.
So what you do is you sell lower bowl, sell what's gonna bring in the crowd and give it that home field advantage for the team where it's loud because everyone's sitting in the same area. You know, you put everybody in different areas. I think that makes it, that kind of loses it, disperses a little bit more. Allow it to sell that down there first and then open up as needed. I don't think there's any reason to sell 300 seats.
I don't think you're going to. I still think the lower bowl is going to be a little bit of a struggle to start.
Well, I believe they're starting at like 28,000. They are reducing it.
That makes sense. Yeah.
I think you could hit that.
Yeah.
There are enough. Soccer is huge in this city, and I'm not talking about the United or whatever. I mean in the suburb. I mean, it's there is a huge contingent of people that play this game in OTP and whatever. And a lot of them are female, you know, soccer players and everything. There's going to be a lot of families that take their kids to see that. That's going to be cool for their, you know, daughters and stuff.
I agree.
I mean, girl dad,
I might be one of them.
Right here. Melrose is going to play golf.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. Well, this Friday, you can join Andy and Randy for a special broadcast of the Midday Show. It's going to be live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead. They'll be enjoying all the food, drinks, and scenic views while also gearing up for a weekend full of football and basketball. It's Andy and Randy this Friday, 11 to 2 at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. I don't know if you would call this rude or just abrupt. It was an interesting presser with Aaron Glenn. Want to discuss the Jets' injuries.
I'm going to pass on talking about injuries. Since Rich, he's not here, has all the answers, so you guys can get all the injuries from Rich. So I go right into this here game. Ask Rich.
I'm asking.
Well, I'm telling you to ask Rich.
He's not here, though.
Hey, G. Well, you better call him.
No disrespect to you or Rich, but like we want to hear from you.
You guys have been hearing from me, but now since we're that I haven't said, then maybe you should ask him.
Can I say it? This is asinine.
This is
there's no need
could possibly be.
How many wins the Jets have?
I don't even know.
Two. Dude, this ain't it. This is a year that organization is using to kind of figure some stuff out and then start they're obviously going to use the offseason to find a franchise quarterback. Because they don't think Justin Fields is it. You can agree or disagree. I don't care. That's not the point of the argument. There's no reason for this. You build your. Why are you having an adversarial relationship with the media based on what one person? So you're mad at that guy because someone in your building leaked stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You should be mad at your building
or someone in his camp. I can't remember who it was.
That's what I'm saying. Someone in the building, the Jets building, leaked something.
That's what I was gonna say it could have been Garrett Wilson's mom for all we know. You know what I mean? It didn't even have to be somebody in his. The problem is, and he's talking about Rich Cimini, I think is how you say his name.
Yeah, that's how you say it. Yeah.
Here's what I would tell Aaron Glenn, and I get his frustration, man. I do. But first of all, you're in the New York media now. You're in a crap storm in the New York media. Rich Cimini has been covering the Jets for 30 years, dude. He is going to be there. He's been there 29 years before you got there. He's going to be there after you're gone, buddy. And the odds are that you're going to be gone at some point. That's just it's an absolute swing and a miss on his part.
The job is hard enough without you making it harder on yourself. And that's part of it. People can sit up there and they can not like how Raheem doesn't answer questions or whatever, or does, or however they want to put it. But don't make it adversarial. He's never done anything like that. It doesn't help. All it does is now the fan that is losing patience with the on-the-field product goes, oh, you're an a-hole too? Like, I have to hear you like talk down to people in a press conference when you go out there and you can't throw for 100 yards in a game. An NFL team can't throw for 100 yards in a football game on offense. You're going to talk to the reporters that way? It's when it just builds and the bubble's going to burst. There's no need for it. You're making it harder.
This is just – how many times have we had this conversation on air and off? You cannot be an a-hole and be bad at your job. And there's never been a situation where it's been more clear-cut than what we're talking about up in New York right now. And it's the New York media, dude. You're not going to win that battle.
Right.
You're not, man. You are not going to win that battle. Fold your cards and wait for another hand, man. Like, don't do it now.
Yeah, what are New Yorkers anyways? They're all angry anyways about stuff. They always want somebody fired. They have negative outlooks on everything. And you're just feeding into it. Doesn't make any sense.
The Jaguars' Travis Hunter underwent season-ending knee surgery. It was an LCL repair. He's expected to return within 6 months. Please tell me his Footloose commercial with Trevor Lawrence is not going to go away along with him.
I don't think it's amazing. So.
I love that commercial. I see it so often, too.
It's so great.
It is.
It's so great. I'm telling you, at the Falcons watch party Sunday, people were like dancing along with it.
It's
I
a great
love
song.
It.
My baby.
I don't know that I've ever heard of somebody just having an LCL surgery. And I know there has been. Like, I'm sure somebody will remind me on Twitter. Just a straight up LCL surgery without any other thing going on in there. You know, it's always an ACL and MCL. If it's LCL, it's like, oh, man, he tore his meniscus, his PCL. Yeah. Like, I just never, I don't even know what structurally that one does or how to identify what that injury looks like. But I do think that this is another conversation that'll be had into another offseason about can he really play both ways throughout his career? Because as you're rehabbing, you're going to have to decide how many reps he's going to get and where those reps are going to come from. And It's just, I don't know if it's realistic in the long run. If that's what he wants to do, I'm all about it. I just don't know, man. It's tough to do in the NFL.
Yeah, well said. And I really want him to be a guy that has a long career. He seems like just a great human being. Yeah, I just want to know what changed. Why a week ago or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, we're like, oh, short-term IR, he's going to be back, no big deal. And now all of a sudden, nope, season over. I'm curious what changed. That's the question for me. Hopefully when
Liam Cohen.
Liam Cohen, that's his name. He doesn't try to throw it on a reporter. Well, I have so-and-so. They know everything.
Right, yeah, yeah. No doubt about that.
And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Eagles' Jarek Zalander has informed the team that he is stepping away from the team to focus on getting right physically and mentally.
This is insane. I mean, not insane from if that's what he needs to do. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that's insane.
Absolutely,
his mental health of utmost importance, and we've had reminders of that over the last couple of weeks for sure. But this is a guy who's a 2-time All-Pro within the last 5 or 6 years. He's extremely talented, and when they traded for him, they said, hey, he's worth the risk of that. He'll get back to that level. I hope everything's good with him. And it's just hard to stomach for some people when somebody's that talented, they'll just step away. Mm-hmm. And that just shows you. And I remind people all the time, cause this happens every year during training camp. I remind you how hard it is to go through an NFL training camp / an NFL season. And if you are not 1,000% in, you will not be able to do it. And that's just, how many times, Bo, do we have this conversation when somebody calls an NFL player soft? I'm like, buddy, that guy ain't soft. I can promise you that. He there might be a business decision here and there, but he ain't soft. Not mentally, I can tell you that.
Well, yes, I've never, and that's, you learn it the more you're around the games. The sign of, that doesn't mean, look, they might be lazy, they might not have heart, but soft is not it. You can't be. It's just weird to me, too. They just traded for him. I mean, mm-hmm. Literally just traded for this guy. And then there wasn't a lot, but he's like, yeah, I'm good. Yeah. And he also thought he was feeling better. It's just sometimes these injuries, not all players are built the same. Not all injuries are 6 months or a year. Some are longer. I mean, look at Troy Anderson. I haven't seen him in all. It's about to be a year since we've seen Troy Anderson on the field.
Well, coming up, Bo is going to have to answer the question he doesn't want to. It's which one Wednesday? And we've had this debate going on Twitter all morning long. Now, finally, Mike and Bo will get to debate it themselves. If you can only have one, which Falcon would you rather sign to an extension, Bijan Robinson or Drake London? That'll be next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.